You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
That's so amazing. Yes. Because most people don't understand that love,
yes,
and being kind to someone will can turn somebody whose, yes, heart is literally, yes, set on hurting you.
Yes.
I mean, how can a soft cookie turn, yeah, a hard heart,
yeah,
and a hard man with
because
big...
Because it's the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's the word of the Lord.
That's powerful. There's people, yeah, out there right now that are under deep persecution, and they're thinking that I need to max them in the physical response.
Right.
But you're talking about humbling yourself,
right,
and trusting God.
And praying for
them. Yeah, and praying for them and being kind.
Right. All right, yeah, so later on.
Yeah, okay.
Because, and I don't want to brag on myself, but because I had favor with, right, the bosses,
right,
because I always worked. I was never late. Mm-hmm. I always did what, on, he would work me in the winter, okay? Right. And I had a good garden, and I had a hoe that my landlord had loaned me. And it was a different kind of hoe. You've probably never seen one like it. It had a long, long shank coming back out of about an inch wide, and it was on a hickory handle. It's a good hoe. Mm-hmm. So I took it in to sharpen before we started work.
Right.
Not during work, before,
right,
we started work.
Right.
This is before daylight. And I sharpened my hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Roy comes up, and he snatches the hoe, I don't know how he did it, right out of my hand.
Oh, wow.
And he said,
your landlord's hoe.
My landlord's hoe. Not, right, my, it was, right, not my hoe. Right. Otherwise, I might have given it to him.
Right.
He snatched it and started, oh, walking off. And so all of a sudden, adrenaline rose up in me. And somehow, I had this quickness in my steps. And I very quickly,
right,
ran up beside him and snatched the hoe back.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started coming at me, I pulled it back.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, Rowan knew right then, he was a dead man walking, because I would have put that hoe right between his eyes. He felt it and I felt it. Thank,
whoa,
God Roy backed off. Oh, I didn't want that hoe. I was only joking with you, John. I didn't want your hoe. Okay, and I, right, said, well, I, Roy, I would have give it to you, right, but it's my landlord's hoe. I'm going to go put it in the truck.
Right.
So now I'm working at my landlord's farm,
mm-hmm,
and I'm in his barn, okay? And I look up, and lo and behold, on the side up there, about 16 feet up, it's a real high barn, is a hoe head just like that hoe.
Mm.
I thought, I got to give that to Roy. So I went running on a trot up to my landlord's house, and,
right,
I said, Mr. Dammer,
mm-hmm,
I said, I feel strange asking this, but there's a hoe head up on the side of your barn, and,
right,
I'll give you whatever you ask me for pay.
Right.
I got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you weren't that bad? He said, son, you figured out a way to get up there. I'll give it to you. So I took it home, and I shined it all up.
Right.
I bought a brand new wooden handle that was made out of hickory,
right,
and it looked perfect. I took it into work,
mm-hmm,
and I went up to Roy early before daylight. I said, Roy, I got something for you.
Right.
He looked at it. He goes, that's for me?
Oh.
It meant something to him, see?
Wow.
I know. And guess what?
What?
Over a period of time, Roy and I became the tightest friends, the tightest,
wow,
best friends, and Roy got saved.
Oh,
so here's the name of the story. Oh. Overcome evil with good. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's so important. I think about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King says, you know, evil can't drive out evil, only love can do that.
Yeah. Love's the answer.
Yeah. But all the things he had to face, you know, but yet he said the only thing that's going to win,
right,
is love.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge. I mean, right, that's huge right there. I mean, God give us the grace to be able to love others.
Right.
That's what the world needs, is the love of God. Right.
Right? They're mostly acting out because they're wounded.
Right.
See, their daddy or their mama either left them or hurt them.
Right.
They're just hurting people.
Right.
And so we've got a world of opportunity with each one. Here's what I try to say.
Uh-huh.
Try to listen.
Mm.
Try to listen. And then they'll begin to tell you where their wound is or their hurt. And then, if you can, minister the love of God.
Listening is probably the greatest thing that we could do, right?
Yeah.
What would be a good thing you could tell somebody if you're talking to them about how to listen?
Well, Jesus said, "Listen with your heart that you might understand."
Right.
Okay. So, really, it's closing your mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's making them the focus.
Mm-hmm.
The focus, not listening so you know what to answer, but listening so that you could understand what's in their heart.
Right.
I think that's the key. And I'm not saying I can do it.
Right.
I'm trying
to
do that.
But yeah. Jesus said, he says that the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. So if we listen to him, then we're knowing what their heart is full of.
Right. That's right.
And we can, and God will give us wisdom to respond. That's so good. Lord, help me to be a better listener. That's good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.